This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
We miss the God of the ministry. We need to make sure that we have a relationship with Jesus. This is going to include those times when you're studying and praying, and then not only doing that, worshiping God. Now remember, worshiping is just not praising God. That is definitely a part. But worshiping is being obedient. You can't say, hey, I'm worshiping God. You're praising all over the place and jumping all around, but yet when he tells you to do something, you don't do it. Worship includes everything. God wants us to be familiar with him. He simply says, you must have a relationship with him. I like what he said. He says, my sheep hear my voice. See, he is claiming ownership there. And then I like what he goes on further and say, I know them. Do he know you? I can tell you he knows you, because he knows exactly what's in you, if you're his or if you're not his. But if you are his, you will follow him. Here's the fourth thing, and I'm telling you, this is, boy, I'm loved. Here we go, we're rolling. Here's number four. In order to be a good soldier, you must be a fighter. Oh my. I'm telling you, some of us like to fight, but it's good to be fighting on the winning side. We must fight for the gospel of Christ. I like what Jude 1:3 says. The book of Jude, there's only one chapter. Verse 3 says this. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you. Now listen to why. And to exhort you, that means to encourage them, lift them up, that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto you. So many times I see in ministries, they have started out right, and then they bring in new folks and they want to change everything. Paul was telling Timothy here that you must contend for the faith. Stand on what you have been taught and don't change it. You know, I hear so many people switching versions. Oh, I started out with the King James, but then I switched over to this because it's more easier. Wow, what are you saying? You are saying that you are following the world. You are only going to understand God's Word from the Spirit. I don't care what book you jump to. If the Holy Spirit doesn't give you understanding, you're wasting your time. We need to contend for the faith. When we hear things that are wrong, that God says, no, that's not right, we need to stand and correct it. Oh, you're going to be persecuted. He already told you that. Anyone that lived godly shall suffer persecution. And I've suffered this many a times in many ministries when I'm taking a stand for God's Word. But you know what? I will stand for Christ. It doesn't matter. I wonder why he chose me. I said, Lord, why did you choose? He just know I'm crazy enough to, I believe everything he says. And I'll do what he says. It doesn't matter. I'm not trying to please man. They can't do anything for me. They're no better than I am. I am going to do what God tells me to do. And when I see wrong, you better believe I'm going to tell you about it. And I love many of you, and I've told you some things. It's tough, but I love you enough to tell you the truth. It's so sad that we are willing to please man rather than God. We know friends, family that are sinning, and we won't tell them the truth because we're scared. You're not a fighter. You're not contending for the faith. I'm telling you, as we had a sermon a few weeks ago about the rich man that was in hell, he was pleading for someone to go tell his brothers about Christ.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.